Yay!
Okay.
Can we all clap?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Alright.
Alright, so this is the pilot episode.
Yay, for pilot!
The Nerds in Hell podcast.
Wait, we're calling this Nerds in Hell?
Nerds in Hell, because it's an app.
Nerds in Hell, yeah.
Because we're oftentimes complaining about shit that we really don't need to complain about.
I didn't get the memo for this. I don't get part in the name? You guys suck.
Well, what did you want to call it?
Nerds in Hell? That sounds good.
That does sound good. And I think it's an app description. That, or we could just call it, Let's Complain About 99, or Make Fun of 99.
Oh, yeah, because that's not a long name at all.
No.
We I like Nerds in Hell, because that could be an abbreviation for something, I guess. You know, write it down.
What is it? N-I...
Nard?
Nard?
Let me call it. Okay. And by the way, we're totally going to offend religious people. So if you're religious right now and don't like to believe, or you just don't like the idea of hell, I'm sorry, but this may not be the podcast for you. Also, I'm going to probably say that swearing is okay on this podcast. So if you also don't like swearing, you should probably listen to a different podcast. So let's just get this out of the way. Fuck this shit.
And if you don't like any sexual references.
Yeah, because we're not going to be running into that yet. Okay. Before we even start recording, we're going about orgies and everything.
Wow, look at all the offensive shit.
And
we want to start a podcast.
I've also noticed that many podcasts have a British person. We got cheap and we got an Australian because we couldn't afford a British person.
We could afford a British person, great.
Yeah, we were already...
They needed some diversity. So instead of getting like a woman or a black guy, they just got a nerdy Australian kid.
So basically, you're saying that an Australian is a free version of an Englishman. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's the open source English person. Okay, so why we're all here is to talk nerdy stuff. That's why we're called the Nerds in Hell.
I thought we were talking about sexual stuff.
Yeah, and sexual stuff too.
Okay.
Like, if you want to learn about, like, we'll dedicate an episode or two to, like,
to sex and 101.
Sex positions for nerds. Like, that's the Avengers.
Sex positions for nerds?
We'll make a fortune out of that.
Yeah. Just like, it'll be like the Kama Sutra, but it'll be like nerdy sex positions. It'll be like, that's
wait, am I supposed to be eating or...
What?
Yeah, we'll make Urban Dictionary very famous.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, so part of the sheet why we're here is because none of you know who we are. Well, we know who we are, but none of us know... Like, you guys don't really know who we are.
I don't know who this kid is. I don't know who you are, you know.
And Alex doesn't know Lucas.
I don't know who Shit Sub is.
Yeah, we just randomly met, like, 5 minutes ago on Xbox or some shit like that.
Yeah. Like, or maybe you guys, like... It'll be, like, one of those things where, like, you guys have met years ago and didn't know it, and now you've reconvened in life.
Yeah.
What? Like, that jackass Australian, and he's probably, like, that dumbass Canadian, and now we've all reconvened in life. So yeah, partially why we're here is you guys are going to learn about us and what we kind of are into and what we don't like. And I figured the best way to do that is to talk about what we thought was good, what we thought was meh, and what we thought was bad about 2013.
The mad one's good.
It's not really over yet. We still got a month left, but yeah. I'm pretty sure it's like pretty much wrapped up.
I didn't really like 2013.
Yeah, can I just say this right now? 2013
sucked.
Yeah, there you go.
If we had to rate, okay, guys, if you had to rate 2013 out of 10, what would you give it?
Oh, 5?
Yeah.
So I'd give it out of everything, like movies, TV, video games and shit?
Well, it's like, we were all just basically waiting for the next-gen consoles. That or we were waiting for a Marvel movie.
Yeah, the next-gen kind of... Well, isn't that great right now?
I still need to get my PS4, so... If we're going to be talking about gaming here, then I really need a PS4.
You really need a PS4? We're going to do a separate Kickstarter for that. Alex's PS4. And the kickback will be
probably afford it.
You can watch 99's live stream.
How much is it down there right now? Because it's $500 up here.
It's actually $400 up here.
Oh. I thought it was $500.
Correction.
Hang on, let me see how much it is here.
It's probably not cheap.
No.
Probably cheaper than the Xbox One.
Well, it's like, was it $1,200 down in Brazil?
I don't know. I'm not Brazilian. What do you expect from me?
Yeah, it's $1,200 in Brazil because of the shipping costs for Sony.
$548.
That's not bad, no. I guess.
Yeah.
It's probably still cheaper than the Xbox One.
But that's Australian currency, so...
I don't know what that means comparatively to Canadian.
Australian currency is really just kangaroo shit. And they just like,
we actually have kangaroos on our coins.
See,
Seriously? That's awesome.
Whenever we talk, Alex, I always make kangaroo jokes. I just always go to kangaroos.
Okay.
But
is all this shit going to be in the podcast? Because we are wasting some serious time.
Well, we're only like 6 minutes in. We're not bad.
5 minutes and 40 seconds. 5 minutes and 41 seconds.
We're not like really tallying this shit. Okay. So let's start with movies because I think movies are probably like we all have something in our minds that we liked and what we hated about movies.
213
Man of Steel.
Oh, yeah, that was a sack of shit.
And it begins. The hatred flows.
What you want me to do is meh? Oh, no, it's a sack of shit.
Wait, so Lucas, you said Man of Steel sucked, so you might as well start this off because you've already, like, poured your hatred out onto the internet.
Poured my hatred on Man of Steel? Well, I'm really biased against Superman as it is. I don't like Superman because he's pretty much white bread. So, like, I already hate the man.
Ugh. So you hate him because he's a redneck.
He's not really a redneck, man. He's just like, okay, Mr. Superman.
How is he a redneck? Hey, y'all, Zod, I'm gonna twist your neck.
That wasn't even the problem. It's just like, Superman can't, he blows up a city and everybody's like, yeah, it's fine. You're cool, man. You can bring down that satellite. It's cool.
And then he kisses Lois Lane in like the ashes.
Yeah, it's like, these people are dead. By the way, come here, bitch.
Fucking hate that movie.
Actually think because like I want to make this a bit of a discussion, but like Lois Lane was good, but anytime she was with Henry Cavill, they had like the worst chemistry.
Yeah, I didn't see the fucking point in her character being in the movie.
Well, she's. Like, she was basically the audience's perspective.
The relationship just felt, like, so forced.
Oh, yeah, like, I did not understand why they liked
She was not like, audience perspective. Yeah. No way.
Because
No.
You don't think
because
so?
Because, you know, he's super hot. That's why.
That's why. Oh, yeah. Let's be honest, too. Like,
he's like a Mr. Big. He's crunchy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's hot in so many ways. Go Henry
Chewy in the middle, guys.
Okay, we just lost like half of our audience, probably.
Well, we have an audience of zero right now, so half of zero. Yeah. Zero, so we're still pretty good.
Well, you lost all the Superman audience, so there you go.
Okay, Lucas, you hated Man of Steel because there was a lot of destruction.
No, I hated Man of Steel for lots of things. It wasn't just that, like how these began with the movie, where like they kept popping in and out of his backstory, and he just couldn't like single down a single point. And that was kind of shit. The action, even though they were trying to be Dragon Ball and rip it off, it was so fucking blurry you couldn't see shit. And we saw it in 3D, and it was still shit. Like retarded.
Speaking of which, what would happen if Superman took a shit? Like, what would be the properties of that shit?
That's a good fucking question. What would happen to the toilet?
Is it like a human shit, or is his shit be like invincible shit? Like,
wouldn't it be like would it break the toilet?
Yeah, probably.
I don't think they've gotten
probably
to that.
Has to like he probably has to pick it up and like drop it in the ocean or something.
Google this shit right now.
Yeah.
Or like Superman. Even pissing. Like, how does he piss too? Like, shit. Is he just like I don't know. These are questions I wonder. This is why somebody has to address these in the Man of Steel.
I wonder how he had sex with Lois Lane.
Yeah, like, when he just kill her? Like, I don't know. These are important questions, obviously. Yeah. We need them answered.
You know, they had a baby in Superman Returns.
Oh, because that was just... That's what we really want to think about when we think of Superman, is Superman Returns. Okay. So, Lucas... Did you hate anything else this year? Was there anything else you just absolutely, like, hated with a passion?
What do you mean? What, like, throughout the year for movies?
Yeah, for movies. Were there any other movies you hated? We'll get to, like, TV and
no,
games.
No, not really. I can only think of the top of my head, Superman. Like, I didn't really watch a lot this year in the movie theaters, so Superman would be about it.
So what about, like, movies that you thought were meh? Like, anything... Was there anything you were kind of like, eh?
Let me see. Meh. Man, movies this year. Like, I can't think what came out. Star Trek came out this year too, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Ah, yes.
I would give that a meh.
Okay.
I liked it.
Oh, jeez. I can tell this is gonna get interesting in a bit.
But, you know, I'm not a Star Trek fan, so I know a lot of Star Trek fans were pissed off by it. But, you know, I was just in the theater going, who the fuck is Khan? Mm-hmm. Why do I give a shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I actually like this Star Trek over normal Star Trek. I won't even disagree with that.
This feels like Star Wars.
Yeah, because he's doing Star Wars.
Okay.
If Superman... I got pooping for Superman, by the way. I'm Googling here if you want to know. If Superman pees, he also poops. Hell, even if he doesn't pee, he poops. Even everybody poops. In fact, I like most of these bodily function sections. I imagine Superman has a pretty good handle on this shitting. I mean, he may suck up rivers occasionally, but he never eats mountains or anything. So he should be pooping at a normal human volume.
It's good.
Beside with the exceptions of violent diarrhea, when he poops, you're merely pushing feces out of body in which gravity takes over. Sure, Superman could drill through the earth after a meal of Hardee's, but I imagine this super sphincter keeps things under control.
So what? It's a sphincter. It's his, like, super sphincter.
It's a super sphincter.
What the fuck?
Okay, well, now we know. We know.
You're welcome.
Facts. It's a sphincter that keeps it all under control. Thank goodness.
Oh my god.
What would happen if somebody shoved...
Did you actually find this on Google?
Yes, I did. I could give you the website if I had the chat up still. Oh, I do.
Oh my god. It's amazing the shit you find on Google.
And the thing I wonder is, like, what would happen if someone shoved kryptonite up his sphincter? Would that just, like, cause his sphincter to, like... Yeah. Okay. Well, that's not enough Superman-related fecal talk, I think.
Yeah.
What was something you thought was good? Because you obviously have discussed what you thought was meh and bad. What was one movie you really liked this year?
Depends on what I watched. I think it was only two movies I watched this year. The good would probably be Lord of the Rings when it's coming out. The Hobbit.
The Hobbit.
Yeah.
But that would be
Are you two going to watch that?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to go see
that. Okay, good. Maybe we should do a review of it.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
The night of.
I think that. I was not a fan of the first Hobbit. I was kind of like, what's the point of this? But
I actually liked it.
Yeah, the first one was
the pacing. The pacing was a bit off at times.
Yeah, that was my problem.
But overall, I thought it was pretty good. Not as good as the Lord of the Rings trilogy, but yeah.
No,
I think it's just because Lord of the Rings was like three books. So you take three books and make three movies. That makes
sense. Yeah, but this is like isn't it like one short story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like one short story that they're turning into three movies, like, and they're pulling from other stuff too.
They're milking the shit out of this.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird, but we'll talk more about this when we actually.
So we're going to see a movie that, like, can it be a movie that doesn't have to be 2013? Like, I've watched this year. Was Judge Dredd 2013?
Well,
the new one, Carl Urban one.
Yeah.
I think that was last year. I think
that was last year. Yeah. Great movie, by the way.
Wolverine. Okay. I saw Wolverine this year. Wolverine was good.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So what did you think of it?
It was a good... It was a lot better than Wolverine Origins, that's for sure.
It
took Wolverine to a... It actually gave Wolverine enemies that isn't the X-Men, or Sabretooth, so that was interesting.
Yeah.
I like the spin they had in Japan. I like the fighting. The fighting was really good.
Yeah.
And they took the Jean Grey thing finally. Him really grieving over Jean Grey. I don't know if anybody else hasn't seen it yet or not.
I've seen it. I was surprised. I thought there was just going to be like one scene, but it like played out for the whole movie.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
It was a consistent theme in that movie. Like, it wasn't just, oh, here's Jean Grey as a cameo. This was, here's Jean Grey consistently in his life haunting him.
Yeah.
Which I thought was good.
And they've already announced the sequel.
Yeah.
Well, what, not X-Men, not the new X-Men, but there's a Wolverine 2?
Yeah, like, the Wolverine 2.
Oh, man, Hugh Jackman, honestly, makes money.
I'm a bit tired of this. Like, every X-Men film is, like, the main star is Wolverine. And, like, he gets his solo movie.
He's a Gambit!
Like, can we get a Gambit movie or a Deadpool movie?
Well,
Deadpool's gonna suck, dude.
What? Huh? I think Gambit will happen eventually. Well, Deadpool will definitely happen. But I think he'll come in X-Force before he comes into the solo movie.
But will Gambit be fucking, what's his name, John Carter?
Oh, God.
Canadian Gambit? Fuck no.
Because Carter was such a huge success. So I'm sure Fox
like John Carter, all right?
Well, liking it and it being a success were two different things. That movie really did tank.
He was rich enough. That was the big problem. He was not a French. He was a Cajun. He was more a Canadian trying to be a Cajun, and that just didn't work for me.
Yeah. He just always looks stoned.
That's But Gambit always looks stoned, dude. If you looked at the comic books, he always looks fucking stoned.
I know. That's why he worked for Gambit, but I think anything else, he's just kind of like... Like, he was in Battleship, and I'm like, I can't buy you as, like, an army person, because I can just...
I didn't watch that movie.
Stoned. Yeah, I only saw, like, little bits of it, and I didn't
I own it on Blu-ray, unfortunately.
I hear
it. They had a buy one, get one free special, so I just picked it up, I watched it, and yeah.
Her Rihanna's supposed to be pretty good in there.
Yeah.
Like, her acting's actually pretty good. That's what I heard.
Now, who are we talking about?
Rihanna.
Oh, Rihanna.
Yeah, fuck off.
Oh, she was that bad? Okay, yeah. I don't know, that's what I heard.
Was the villain Chris Brown, where he just beats her? Oh. I'm horrible. I'm sorry. I'm not really sorry.
She didn't have a black eye.
Dude, she deserves that shit, man. She's always like, I'm gonna go back to him every time he beats me. Fuck her.
I would love to see in Battleship, they're like, there's another ship across, and they're like, who's on the ship? And they just look, and it's Chris Brown, and he's like, you know, pounding his fist into his other hand, and he's just like, oh no!
The aliens
we don't like no hoes here! Fuck out!
Okay, well, we should move on. Alex.
Yeah,
Alex, what did you think was bad this year?
R.I.P.D.
R.I.P.D., yeah.
I wrote notes here for, like, all the movies I've seen.
You came prepared, man.
Dude, I asked him if he came prepared.
And
he's like, no, it's
fine. RIPD, all I got is, this fucking movie gave me cancer.
Which area, though? Is it ass cancer? Because if it's ass cancer, then, man, that movie is pretty bad.
Just everywhere cancer. It's Ryan Reynolds cancer.
That should be your rating from now on. Where cancer is located on your body is how bad that movie is. So if it's like ass cancer, it's a really terrible movie.
Seriously, like, have you guys seen that movie?
I saw, like, the trailer, and I was just kind of like... I know this is a comic book movie, but, like...
Yeah, it's a fucking comic book movie.
But who read the comic? That's what I want.
No one read the comic.
Like, what? I'm sorry, if you haven't read the comic...
It was such a fucking, like, Men in Black ripoff.
Yes, thank you. That's exactly what I thought of it, too. Like, I just, like, this feels like Men in Black.
And the thing is that, like, in the movie, Ryan Reynolds and Jeff Bridges have, like, no fucking chemistry together.
No, they don't.
Not like Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones in, like, the Men in Black movies, which was great.
Him and his... You know, it should have been, like, him and his wife died or something like that. Because him and his wife, who played his wife, I don't know who it was, had really good chemistry, actually. But him and the other guy, no, fuck no.
Yeah. And I don't understand a thing Jeff Bridges was saying in the movie.
I did.
It's like he had fucking balls in his mouth or something. He's like, oh, 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 oh.
I still like the idea that they had, the idea that I did like was that the fact of what they look like, to other public. I like that idea. But, like, the pacing was so shit.
Oh, fuck.
So, RIPD.
RIPD sucked. Yeah.
Fuck that movie.
That gave you cancer, confirmed.
Yeah. Ass cancer all over.
Ryan Reynolds cancer.
Well, like, if you've seen the movie, not Death Proof, but the other Grindhouse movie, there's that, like, one
Bulletproof?
Image in the movie. What was it? It was the one with, that Robert Rodriguez directed. I'm blanking on the name now.
Oh, Machete?
We should really be fucking prepared.
Machete, right? Care. Well, this is just a pilot, so we're about.
Let's just say Grindhouse. We'll just say Grindhouse.
Grindhouse?
So in it. Tarantino, like, cameos, because he cameos in almost all of his movies, I think. And he, like, drops his, like, pants, and his balls are just bulging goo. Like, that's probably what happened after you saw R.I.P.D. It's just, like, just gooify. So that's what I thought of when you said cancer.
That's gross.
Okay. Probably mad. So, Alex, there must have been other movies you hated this year. R.I.P.D. is just one speck on the map.
What other movies did I see this year? Most of the movies I saw, like, in cinemas were the good ones of 2013, but, like, ones I fucking downloaded and shit, like fucking, I watched Grown Ups 2.
Watched Thor, maybe?
How the fuck did this beat Pacific Rim?
That's what I want to know.
Pacific Rim was in it.
Yeah, oh my god. It's just fucking horrible.
Okay, so since you've said there's a lot of movies you did like, were there any that were meh before we go on to your good ones or no?
Meh, I would say Man of Steel. Exactly hate it.
I hated it.
But it was, like, the trailers made it seem like it was so much better.
Mm.
Yeah, they hyped it up pretty good.
And I didn't like the fucking, the Jesus metaphors. Like, oh, he's Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that shit.
Well, that's Superman in general. They just, like, they always treat him like the saint.
Yeah, but they fucking rubbed it in, like even in the church, like, the fucking Jesus on the window thing, he had, like, a red cape on.
Mm. I think the only thing I've read where Superman wasn't like Jesus was the Dark Knight Returns, when Batman beats the crap out of him.
When he's an old fuck.
Yeah.
They're both old fucks.
That's pretty much like the best, is like geriatric Batman beats the crap out of Superman.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah.
You know what we should watch? I was thinking if we're going to do that, we should watch all... Have you guys watched Ender's Game yet?
No.
Fuck that movie. I'm not going to watch that shit.
We should. Just to get your opinion, because I've been hearing shit out of that. I don't want to spend 20...
a movie that we do a commentary for when it comes out on, like, DVD. We'll do a commentary for that one.
Okay.
We'll just watch
have to buy the DVD?
We won't do any research. We'll just do, like... We'll just go in and record a commentary for that one. Which, by the way, I guess we're telling people
like,
now.
Do, like, no research, like...
Yeah, we won't do anything. We'll just watch it, and we'll just comment over to Google online. You'll get, like...
Yeah.
The uncensored shit talk of that movie. So
this movie was shit.
Yeah, it's like this is shitty.
Anyway,
yeah, we should get on.
Another bad movie just came to my mind. Fucking what's it called? The Host.
Oh, The Host.
With fucking what's that Irish bitch's name? Saoirse Ronan or something.
I think that's just her name is Irish bitch.
Irish bitch. Yeah.
Just call her Guinness. After the
stuff.
I think her name
was
like,
you know, more Twilight bullshit ripoff.
Saoirse Ronan or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, that movie. I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah. Really horrible.
That probably gave you, like, some cancer. You'll find out in a few years.
Yeah.
What about good movies? You saw some good movies this year, I'm guessing.
Yes. Now, this is a very controversial movie, but Iron Man 3. Like comic book fans, like, mostly hate that movie.
Yeah,
Iron Man 3 came out this
year. I really don't understand why.
I'll get to this when I talk about my movies, but I definitely did think Iron Man 3 was, like, I didn't like it at first, but, like, upon watching it a few more times, I actually
Watching it a few more times, and, you know, I'm someone who's actually read, like, some of the, like, Iron Man comics with Mandarin in him.
Mm-hmm.
In it, like, he's pretty fucking racist.
Yeah.
Like, the character is fucking racist as hell, and that would not have worked well in the movies.
Yeah. No. You're not gonna have, like, some racist caricature come on screen and be like...
Exactly. And the only reason Mandarin was created was because at the time, like, people were, like, fearing, like, the Asians and stuff, like, because of the Vietnam War and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's perfect in, like, this day and age. Like, people, like, people feel like Muslim terrorists and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like the people that are worse than Muslim terrorists are, like, corrupt businessmen.
Oh,
businessmen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's who the Mandarin end up being, like, Aldrich Killian, like, this businessman who's just evil.
Yeah.
And, like, I thought that was really great.
They touched on that in the other movies too, where they had Ironmonger in the first one, who was, like, a business.
Exactly, yeah.
And then the second one, it was,
Justin Hammer.
Justin Hammer, yeah. So it's not like it was totally uncommon for them to have that kind of villain.
Yeah,
it's just people get mad when things aren't adapted.
Yeah, and, you know, most of the fucking people don't even read any comics that have Mandarin in him. Or else they'll know he's very racist.
Fan.
Well, the association with him, with Doctor Strange, anyways. Majority of the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Iron Man 3, what about Thor the Dark World? Did you like that?
I thought that was pretty good. I do have some problems with it.
Yeah.
So like, Malekith being a very underdeveloped villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought that a lot of the scenes in the movie, like, were missing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would have loved to have seen, like, the love triangle between Thor, Jane, and Sif.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of that got cut out.
Yeah.
Mm. And I thought, like, the best scenes in the movies were the scenes on Asgard.
Oh, yeah.
Like, with the first two Thor movies, I hated all the scenes, like, that are on Earth. I think Thor should stay in Asgard.
Yeah. Well, that was, like, the same as the first movie, right? Where it was, like, once Thor got to Earth, everything just kind of, like, Like, when he's on Asgard. Yeah. But, of course, that's so much
money.
And
this was, the second movie was directed by Alan Taylor, who did a lot of Game of Thrones work, so... Yeah. The scenes on Asgard felt like a Game of Thrones episode.
Yeah,
it was. Take out the tears.
That's what I really wanted to see more of that. So I hope, like, there's a director's cut on Blu-ray and stuff.
Especially when they had that big battle in the field there. What was that? It was, they were battling the, whatchamacallit, where, like, he warps down and throws his hammer at, like, some stone guy, and he's all like, well, anybody else? That section there really felt like Game of Thrones. I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Which I think a lot of people, well, I think everyone's kind of, like, in the same, like, area with that, where it's, like, it was meh. It wasn't great, but it wasn't, like, horrible either.
I thought it was, like, pretty good, but, yeah, it could have been better. Like,
yeah.
I expected more, because Thor's my favorite superhero. I love Thor.
I think the problem for me was...
Spider-Man!
Natalie Portman and Chris Hemsworth's chemistry.
Natalie Portman.
Like, you might as well just put... two wooden planks together because that was what their chemistry was like.
Seriously or like metaphorically? I'm not too sure about that because it could take either or.
I'm not even kidding. Like, those two have no chemistry. And like,
exactly.
And like, she has to pretend to be excited that he's come back to Earth, but you can tell she's just like, she's so fake about it. Like,
just give me my paycheck and let me get out of here.
She definitely likes the gangster cock. That's for sure. I can tell you that much.
I really hope she's not in. I really hope she's not in the third Thor movie.
Well, she will.
Well, she didn't die.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Just give me... All I want is a Lord of the Rings style Thor movie set mostly on Asgard.
And Darcy was there. To like...
Oh, fuck that. She didn't... The only thing good about her are massive tits.
I was going to say. Good thing which, like, save that movie.
Yeah.
It's just like...
More boobs.
It's like... Okay, if you want something magical, there's something magical right there.
You know what they should just do is say, well, unfortunately, because you like Thor, they should just say, fuck Thor, and just make a Loki movie. Because apparently they don't really know how to do Thor, but they know how to do Loki very well.
I really like Loki in this movie, like, and the way, like, they handed the fake death, as I should say.
Oh, yeah.
Spoilers. But yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like, I was so blown away by that. Like, if I was, like, watching that on DVD or something, like, for the first time, I probably would have paused, like, just for 5 minutes, just take a breath and stuff. That was, like, too much for me.
And the collector was pretty funny, too. Because he did kind of look like some weird, like, homeless person, basically.
He looks like someone who belongs in a gay bar.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And his, like, voice was weird. Everything was about him was weird.
Yeah, the collector... Is it really? He's supposed to be more wizard-like. He has like a yellow robe on, I think, in the cartoons.
Yeah,
the comics. Sorry, yeah.
How did you guys make the ending where Loki was still alive and he was disguising himself as Odin?
They'll address that in future movies, but I think
I think he's still working for Thanos.
Yeah, he's still working for Thanos.
Yeah, that's my theory.
I also think, too, he's just wanted to be on the throne for so long that, like, for him, that's all he wants. So,
but
honestly,
where's Odin, do you think?
Well, they said he's dead.
Did they actually confirm that?
Yeah, they just said, like, yeah.
Yeah, movie plot and comic plot will be two different things, so.
But then again, comic book death really would, like, they could easily reverse it.
Yeah. Yeah, they should easily.
We'll just have Doctor Strange come in and do some magic movies back.
What is Doctor Strange? Where the fuck is my Doctor Strange?
Phase 3.
Phase 3, come on.
Just like, where's my Thanos imperative? That's probably...
Well, Thanos
four.
Is coming in Avengers 3, isn't he?
Thanos is.
Yeah.
Thanos, yes.
But that's not the Thanos imperative. That will probably be Infinity Gauntlet. But I digress because we're off topic.
Yeah, that happens.
Let's get back.
Yeah,
we should talk more about Marvel Universe in the near future, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because there's so much we can talk about. Like.
Oh, yeah. Like, where it's headed and everything. Like,
yeah,
I think there's
yeah.
a lot there.
Yeah.
So where were we? You guys listen?
It was on Meh. He would talk about good movies with Alex, and then we still have to do you with bad and Meh and good.
Okay. Okay. So is that it, Alex? Was there any good movies for you this year?
If I could name one off the top of my head, I'd say Gravity. Did you guys see Gravity?
No, I did not.
I'll see that when it comes out on DVD. But I heard it was good.
It's like visually, the movie is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's like, the storytelling one with George Clooney, isn't like, it? So no, I'm not going to see George Clooney movie.
Yeah, George Clooney and Sandra Bullock.
George Clooney. Yeah.
Like, that will get some Oscars, I bet.
Of course, it's all that.
Yeah, but honestly, I don't think it deserves best picture because it wasn't much of a story.
Yeah.
Like, it's still a good movie. I still really enjoyed it. But
well, look at the artist.
Like,
the artist.
Like, best special
Oscars.
Like best special effects. Yeah, but I wouldn't necessarily say best picture.
Well,
like, that's just
artist.
My theory.
The Artist came out a few years ago, and that was like, that movie was basically like, there was
a
story to that, and everyone loved that movie just because it was like, with the Oscars, they just love their arty-farty stuff.
Arty-farty stuff.
Yeah, like what we find interesting, what they find interesting are sometimes two different things.
Really, because like Avatar was a good tech demo, but it wasn't necessarily a bad movie.
No.
I guess.
No,
I basically
dances with wolves.
It was that.
Yeah.
Pocahontas.
And Pocahontas.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Avatar.
We should probably move on to my picks. It's my time to throw the hate around.
Yeah.
But the one movie I hated the most this year was Star Trek Into Darkness.
Boo!
Are you a Star Trek fan or?
Man,
yeah, I'm a Star Trek fan.
Man,
and for me, I've seen Wrath of Khan so many times that, like, for me to watch that, and for them to be like, do the similar beats of Wrath of Khan, I was just like, I was literally yelling. I'm like, no.
See, I can understand how Star Trek fans can like not like it.
Oh, it's pretty easy. It's pretty easy because when somebody does something better. And then you try to do it, and it's not as good.
Yeah.
It's just like, why'd you even try? If you knew you weren't going to do it as good.
Yeah, I understand why Star Trek fans hate the other stuff, because
stuff
is better.
I would be just as, like, for me, like, that, like, something like that would piss me off if, like, J.J. Abrams in Star Wars 7 had something like, I am your father, or something like that.
And the thing is, too, is, like, the first half of the movie was actually okay, because they were doing something different with Khan. And I'm like, okay, this is different. This is kind of interesting. They're not doing exactly the same thing as Wrath of Khan. But
everyone knew it was Khan.
Everyone knew it was Khan. And then, well, even like I said, like I knew it was Khan, so going into it, I'm like, well, this is just a really interesting Khan story. And then, after they literally, like, after the story acknowledged that he was Khan, it just went downhill. Like, we were talking just, like, I don't know, just same story beats as Wrath of Khan. And like I said, Wrath of Khan is arguably the best Star Trek movie that they've ever made. So for them to try doing that again, I was just like, what are you doing?
Like, what are you talking about? The best Star Trek movie was Nemesis.
But like, I can see why a lot of people like it, because if you're not a Star Trek fan, and you don't Wrath of Khan, or you know of Wrath of Khan only from like a few little tidbits, that's fine. But for me to watch it, I was just like, oh my gosh, you're trying and you're failing.
Yeah. And like eventually I'll watch all like the classic Star Trek films.
Yeah, and like a lot of them are good.
But I've seen some of the like the TV shows, like some episodes every now and then. So
well, the thing with Wrath of Khan, like I said, is it had a lot of iconic moments, and they tried to do those iconic moments. And like I said, it's just when they're iconic for a reason because they were done well. When you try to do them again, you have to do them as well, if not better.
I don't know why they just left Khan alone. Why did it have to be Khan? Why couldn't it be like Dick Lick 742 clone 678? I don't know.
Yeah,
come on.
Whatever, right? And, you know, this movie now exists. It's like my Star Wars prequel. It just exists, and I have to acknowledge it, but not love it.
But I like
don't remind me of the Star Wars prequels.
Well, that's how I treat this. Is it basically is my Star Wars.
So this is your Star Wars prequels. J.J. Abrams has ruined Star Trek for you.
Yeah. And then they try to cure death in the universe by having Khan's blood basically save everything from death. So now, if you die in the Star Trek J.J. Abrams universe, you can just be brought back to life.
I really hope people do not expect these movies like Star Wars, Star Trek, reboots to be exactly the same as and feel the same as the other movies. If you go in there feeling that way, you're going to be disappointed every single time. I'm not going to walk into the new Star Wars movie and go like, man, I can't wait for this Star Wars movie to be exactly like Empire Strikes Back. It's not. And like, the prequels, if we're going to talk about Star Trek and Star Wars, the prequels sucked balls. And that wasn't just because it wasn't just, it was a different set of movies. It just sucked. The third one was okay, but like, the reason why Vader joins the dark side was because, you know, like, you know, you should join the dark side. Like, oh, okay. Like, well, that was it. Like, what?
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm going to watch it again probably in a little bit and see if I
haven't. You want to come over and watch it with me?
if you're ready to, like, accept my hatred of it.
Yes.
But I don't know.
We can record your hatred right here.
The movie I hated this year. Everything else was kind of like, meh. Like, Wolverine was good. I'll say Wolverine was good.
Yeah.
I did think Thor the Dark World was meh. Just because, like, I don't know.
There's problems with it, but overall, I'll say it's a good movie, and it's better than the first one.
It is better than the first, and it's better than most of the solo MCU movies, but it's still...
In my opinion, I still see the first Iron Man movie as the best solo MCU movie.
Yeah. I don't know. I
Spider-Man 2! No. Spider-Man 2 rocked.
Oh, gosh. Iron Man 2, but that's just... No. That's for best...
Well, I don't know. Iron Man 1 is still good. I will give it that. It was one of the best. Yeah. I will still not debate about that. But for me, it's Spider-Man because I'm a Spider-Man fan.
Well, yeah. But that's not MCU.
No. Well.
And the Amazing Spider-Man has arguably tarnished Spider-Man.
Let's not talk about that.
Can we not talk about that? Fuck the Amazing Spider-Man.
We're not talking about that right now.
We have to bring 99 onto
we'll save that for another podcast.
We can save that for an hour and a half conversation.
He can be like the one lone defender of that movie.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Good movies.
We should probably get going.
Yeah. Wolverine was good. Iron Man 3 I thought was really good. I've actually warmed up to that movie.
Yeah, same here.
I did like the twist. Spoilers. Before we talk about
that. And I thought, like, okay, I read after, in a post-Civil War, they did a comic called Iron Man, Director of S.H.I.E.L.D., or Tony's, I think it was Iron Man, Director of S.H.I.E.L.D., and they did a 13-issue run that was pretty much the exact story that was in Iron Man 3. Like, almost
beautiful. Yeah, and, do you mean Extremis?
Well, in the story, Mandarin utilizes Maya Hansen and Extremis to, like, basically, like a genocidal... crazy plan. It was pretty much like Iron Man 3.
And then,
some people who were saying, oh, that's not close to the source material. You don't read the source material! Because it's very obviously based in it. So there's like...
And in the Ultimate Universe, Mandarin was just a machine.
Yeah.
Like, so there was a twist in the Ultimate Universe as well, so...
That was pretty much... That's the Ultimate Universe in general. They just do whatever they want.
Yeah, but Ultimate like, Universe is kind of fucked up.
They're like, oh yeah, Red Skull is Cap's son. So what the hell? Okay.
But or, you know, fuck us.
And Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver.
And Spider-Man, Doctor Octopus. Oh, fuck me.
Alright, yeah.
We should talk about... We'll skip TV. Maybe we'll go to video games. Okay, I'm pretty sure a lot of... We can pretty much... I think, Lozzie, you and I can both agree that Arrow and AOS are kind of like,
I don't watch TV.
Game of Thrones. But it just
Game of Thrones is good. Game of Thrones is really good.
Game of Thrones is sexy.
Homeland's good too. I really like Homeland.
Oh, no, I don't
like Homeland. And Breaking Bad, even though it's ended, was like amazing.
Do you guys watch? Did you like watch Vikings the first season?
No, I heard it was good though.
It's pretty good actually.
Yeah, I heard it was like I don't know. Everyone's like, oh, you should watch it. And I'm like, well, I should watch it. That's different than you have to watch it. So I'm like,
at least I botched it for a second there. I'm going to botch that shit.
Botch that.
Like, it's very similar to Game of Thrones, but it's not like a rip-off of it. Like, it does its own thing. Like, it's set in, like, a real world. Like in the Vikings time.
If I have, like, a
like a couple of days where I can just marathon something, I should marathon that.
Yeah, I'll recommend it. To...
And I don't know. I think with AOS, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., sorry, that show's okay, but they need to really up their Marvel references, because right now it just seems like...
I want Marvel characters. You know, if I watch a Marvel show, I expect to see Marvel characters.
They've been saying that about number one complaint for a while now. They've been really need to push that. If they're really like, they have the Marvel license on, you need to do that. Because they're not. They're like, basically, all they go is like, don't you want to watch your super sexy agents? No, I'll go watch Supernatural or whatever else show starts.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Like, the thing is, with that show, you could easily just say it's a regular show. It's not a Marvel show.
No,
and you could believe it because there's nothing really.
You could take the Marvel brand off it, and take out the few like Marvel references in it, and you wouldn't even connect it to the Marvel universe.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And like they say, well, Coulson's in it. Well. Coulson's not really a Marvel character. He was in the movies, and he was in Avengers and Thor and whatever. Mm. But he's not a Marvel character. He's not like
And
then they
I'm waiting for him to come back.
Yeah, they just did Franklin Hill, and they had that one little scene where he was turning shit upside down or whatever.
And you know, Arrow's just as mediocre. But at least, like, they have characters from the DC universe.
Yeah.
It was
Even though they butcher them as fuck. Like, they have Count Vertigo, but he's like a fucking drug dealer.
Oh, jeez.
And, like, and Black Canary doesn't have her powers.
That doesn't make any sense.
And that... And, like, it just brings a question to my mind. I mean, would you rather have, like, characters that are not from the comics? Or characters from the comics, but they're, like... They don't even resemble their comic book characters.
I think, like, I don't know. It's kind of like they both suck because they both are,
It makes me think, like, what if they put Wonder Woman on the show and she's just, like, a Greek prostitute or something?
Oliver Queen will just drive by and be like, what's up, girl?
She's a lasso of truth just wrapping around you. Do you want to see this? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Oh,
gosh. So we should go on to games. We just touched on TV. Lucas, we don't watch much TV, so we're
going to
skip.
Do and don't. I'm not a big fan of TV. I never have been. I'm a fan of YouTube more than... That's usually my TV that I go to.
Well, when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is on YouTube.
Yeah.
You can report back to us.
YouTube.
Okay. So let's go to video games. Yeah. There wasn't a lot this year. But let's just ask you...
I haven't played a lot of games this year.
Yeah.
So I played Grand Theft Auto V, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Great game, and I played Injustice at my cousin's house a few times, but that's about it.
Yeah. I think everyone's played GTA 5 at this point. Lucas, you've played GTA 5, right?
Correct, I haven't finished it, though.
Yeah. What do you think of it thus far? Pretty good?
At the beginning, it was kind of slow. Like, I really couldn't get into it because, like, the money issue came up, like, automatically until you do your first robbery. It was just like that. Like, I really wanted to explore and I really wanted to do things, but it really doesn't pick up until just before the robbery. And when you introduce, not Frank, but where's the guy's name that is the hillbilly? I can't remember his name now.
Trevor.
And I honestly thought I was going to hate Trevor because it's like, oh, just a redneck bullshit, right? No, I actually like Trevor. He's actually one of the most coolest characters.
Everyone loves Trevor.
He's pretty good, actually.
I kind of like with Trevor, like, when they introduce him, they have him immediately kill the Lost in the Dam character, if you picked up on that reference, but, like...
Oh, yes. And, and Nico Bellic was referenced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As well.
Well, I just think it's so funny, because, like, never before have you seen, like, one GTA protagonist kill another, and I was just like...
Yes.
Okay, Trevor's legit. He's here to stay. Yeah, I don't know. GTA 5.
When do you think we'll see like the next GTA game?
5 years.
Gosh. Well, they're gonna do Bully next. It sounds like, and then they want to do Red Dead probably.
Red Dead
probably
2.
Max Payne. I don't think they'll ever do LA Noire again. I
know no, because the studio shut down.
They hold on to that franchise, but I doubt they'll do anything. No, even if they do.
It's like their ass cancer right now for them.
We have at least 5 more years till another GTA. I'd imagine.
What was bad? What was meh? And what's done to think video game wise this year? Deadpool was meh. Deadpool the new Deadpool game was meh. by High Moon. Nolan North did
I heard it wasn't that good.
Yeah, it was meh. Nolan North did the voice, and the script was excellently spot on. The gameplay, like, you could have bought that, like, $5 on fucking Xbox Live or PSN or whatever. It wasn't that great. Like, at points, I just wanted to rush through the gameplay so I can get up to what Deadpool was saying. Like, you could have just made the fucking movie out of this and just been just as good.
Yeah, that's what I heard. And, like, I think that's a game that, like, if you ever see it for, like, $5 or $10, you should get it.
Yeah.
It looks like it'd be at least fun for that much money.
Nah, $20 at least, you know.
But, yeah. But, like, honestly, for, like, well, $50, $60 or whatever it is, you know, probably not worth it full price.
No.
I don't know. For me, big thing this year, because I was waiting a lot. I was waiting for GTA 5, and I was also waiting for the PS4. And while I was waiting, I played a game called League of Legends, which I was absolutely smitten by. Like,
you're enthralled?
Oh, I was enthralled.
So you got your rager going?
I seriously love that game. Like, it's funny because it's free to play, cartoony looking.
So it's not free to play. No. That game is not free to play. You have to go buy a $20 thing to make sure that you upgrade your characters every time. Because the upgraded characters will kick your ass every single time until they nerf them, until they bring out new characters. That's how they make money. No, it's not free.
No, because like I got characters in that game that I got free, and I still play them.
Go play Warcraft 3 and play some Dota on there, man. It's the same fucking thing. It's even better sometimes.
Oh, dude, no way.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. I've been playing that game so much, and then I thought about it. I'm like, I was excited for GTA 5, and I liked it. I was excited for Battlefield 4 on PlayStation 4, and I like it. But the one game that I was playing all year round while I was waiting for these other games was League of Legends. And, I don't know, I hit the level cap in that game. I've kind of, like, slowed down on playing it, but I still love that game.
Let's see. There's Tomb Raider that was good this year.
Yeah. Was that this year?
Yeah, that was this year.
Okay, that was a good game, yeah.
Man, there's a lot.
She wasn't as sexy this time, though. What the hell?
Well, no, but it's one of them. Go ahead.
It's like, oh, she's dirty. I'm like, well, I don't want her dirty.
Does she still have, like, massive tits?
No, she was like, I don't know, she looked like a boy.
No, I liked her. I think
she has, like, a bulge on her shorts.
That's how I judge all Tomb Raider games, is how sexy she looks. Well, she's not sexy.
We are really sexist.
I'm not really, I'm kidding. Actually, the gameplay was really good in that game, but
Tomb Raider was a reboot, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a reboot.
Yeah, it was. And that game, and that series needed it, like, badly.
Yeah.
Like, gosh, those tanky controls.
And of course,
you know what else needs a reboot?
What?
The movies.
Oh, yeah. Lots of movies to do.
But that's a different topic.
They gotta, like, I don't know who they would cast in that. Angelina Jolie was pretty much Lara Croft.
Yeah,
they could get Hayley Atwell, because I know, like there was some rumors about her doing it.
Yeah, she's pretty much doing nothing else. Well, I say that.
Yeah. Just Peggy Carter, that's it.
Yeah. If you want, like, Lara Croft Marvel, it's just Peggy Carter, but she's, like, doing Tomb Raider stuff. Yeah.
Can you imagine her with, like, the short shorts and, like, the tank top and...
Yeah, she'd be boring. All she'd be doing is, like, waiting for Cap. Like, man, when's that Cap gonna call me? It hasn't called me yet. Okay.
So, for shit games, would be Devil May Cry. New Devil May Cry game coming out was shit. That game was shit. Like, I just know.
Okay. What's... We should move to, like, anticipated stuff. Because I did say we were going to talk about what we anticipate.
Okay, first things first.
Yeah.
Guardians of the motherfucking galaxy.
Oh, God, yeah. I think I may have to, like, midnight release that. Because I don't think I can
yeah,
wait,
me
like,
too.
An hour to, like, see that movie.
No.
And, like, it's such, like, a fucking ballsy move for Marvel to do, like, this completely unknown property.
Yeah.
And, like, make a movie out of it.
Well, the thing is, too, is, like, really, they didn't recreate it, well, remake it, sorry, in 08. And it's been, like, it's been a slow burn, but I think Marvel kind of acknowledges that team is awesome, and it is something different.
And you know... they had a huge success with the Avengers, so they are free to like take these kinds of risks.
Well, and the other thing is too is like they're doing something DC is not really doing right now.
Exactly. Yes.
Like, DC sticks with those same characters all the time.
Yeah. Batman and Superman. That's it.
Yeah. And, like I like DC characters to a degree, but like I'll be honest, like DC does not take the same risk Marvel is. Like even in the comics right now, Marvel is like kind of like moving the Inhumans into like their new mutants kind of deal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's crazy.
The New 52.
And you would think that like a DC cinematic universe would be more successful because like their characters are more iconic.
Yeah. Well, like even like at Iron Man was like a C-list hero.
And now he's an A-list.
Yeah, because of Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think
same thing with like Thor and Cap. Like they're coming up a bit. Like
fuck Cap. I hate Cap.
What?
I hate that guy. Same reason why he's like Superman.
Why? Because he's an all-American redneck.
No, it's because like, the same like thing Superman. With Superman. Like he Superman. Can't do anything wrong. Absolutely, he can never do anything wrong. There's never any punishments for what he does. And if there is a punishment, he has an excuse why it's good. Like, that character.
In Civil War, he died. So.
Yeah, but then he got resurrected somehow. I don't know.
Well, that's comics.
Every character gets resurrected. Come on.
Yeah, it's true. They killed off Spider-Man, and you know he's coming back. Oh, they killed off Peter Parker.
Yeah.
And they got that black guy to be Spider-Man.
Yeah. I don't know if he's doing any good or not.
Yeah, Miles Morales.
Half Hispanic, half black or something like that?
Yeah, he's like as many demographics as Marvel can fit into.
Yeah, he's like Asian, Hispanic, Spanish, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, with a little bit of Chinese thrown in, just because.
Sure.
And with a small penis.
Oh, God. Yeah, we can make sure they have small penis. Can't insult people that have small penises.
To bring his rape jokes again, we're good.
No.
Oh, then you say rape joke. Way to go.
Well, there's some backstory. Maybe another podcast, but that's fine.
Yeah, once we start getting into like more podcasts, then we can start, you know, being more offensive.
That's like one inside joke that you'll have to like find out later on.
Yeah.
I like mysteries.
Yeah.
What else are we looking forward to?
Let's do games. Like, what are you guys most anticipating for games?
Kingdom Hearts 3!
That new Star Wars game, what's it called?
Battlefield?
Battlefield.
Battlefront or whatever, yeah.
Whatever, yeah. It's Star Wars, so I gotta buy it.
Nothing really looks good. Like, there's nothing really, like, nobody's has said anything, like, been interesting for PS4 or Xbox done yet. Like, I don't really see anything. Like, there's Smoosh for Smash Brother, Bros U or Super U or whatever the fuck they call it. But nothing really that stands out that says, hey, this is the game of the year. But nothing really has... No.
I think for right now, probably Destiny is probably
the most. Yeah, Destiny is what people are selling about, but I'm not a first-person shooter fan. So, Thief. That's it. Thief's coming out.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of. Thief is going to be great.
I'm like, I was not looking forward to Destiny, but I've been watching like trailers for it. And just this idea that it's like Borderlands meets Halo, and it's like huge open world online, like that looks pretty cool. But I don't know. We'll see. Because that's one of those things where they'll have to keep updating it. They'll have to keep it like fresh. Otherwise, everyone's just going to be like, well, I'm going to go play something else now.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway.
I only have 5 minutes before I have to go.
Okay. Yeah, I should probably wrap this up.
But
all right.
Yeah. No, this is good. This is our pilot. This is like...
Yes, this is the... It's either going to go three ways, I see it.
Yeah.
Bad or good?
Either this is so shit that it's only going to be, like, one episode. It's going to get, like, cancelled, like the Wonder Woman pilot. Or it's going to be, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And, like, our ratings are going to, like, go, like, lower and lower, like, every podcast.
Yeah.
Or it's just going to be, like, Arrow and we all have to be shirtless.
And we I'll also record a preface to put in front of this for people on Indiegogo who they can then understand more what we're going to do with this in the long term. But yeah, we definitely do want to do this long term. This is not going to be like...
We have big plans for this.
This is not Wonder Woman pilot, thank goodness. Hope not. Even if we have to do this and host it on, like, 99's weblog, we'll do it. We'll hijack his weblog.
I don't know if he has. We can put it on stuff like YouTube.
Yeah. There's always ways we can host this. We're going to find ways. It's just,
or like iTunes or...
I do want to find like a way to like host this permanently in a way that's not that's a little more professional and a little more like...
Yeah.
Long-term, not just like for like three or four episodes or whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys will hear us again in some form. It's just a matter of how. But...
When? Yeah.
How should we sign off? We should decide on how we're going to sign off. Like...
Maybe like a news broadcast sign off, like dun 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 dun.
Fucking that.
I think me and Ozzy have also said that we want to do something with this guy that we know named JD. And I don't want to spoil too much.
Wait, was his last name Gooder?
He's named after Jordan Knight. That's all I know. Yeah. His mom named him after Jordan Knight. So
okay.
He has a huge fixation with Chloe Grace Moretz. Let's just put it that way. And that's putting it mildly, I think. Wouldn't you agree, Lozzy?
Yeah. Why are you calling me Lozzy? What? Call me Alex. I call you.
I'm so used to calling you Lozzy. Okay, yes, Alex. Yeah. Right, that's his username.
It's supposed to be professional, you know. I'm not gonna call you Hulkstar on this.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Star. Okay.
Nah, Marvel will sue because you know we can't have someone that's called Hulk.
I'm actually bringing them, like, I'm, like, free advertising for them, so they should love it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, I guess we should sign off. This has been it. Okay, so I think we're all going to just press record and end this now, right?
All right. Bye. All right.